Hi, my name is Ryan Bishop.
Hi, I'm Lauren Devine. This is an old Memphis jug band song that was written in the 1920s. It's called Dirty Butter.
Old Aunt Dinah was a sister of the church. She take my drink, she says it will not hurt. I met her one day coming down Beale Street. She was so drunk until she could not see. And that's dirty butter. Yeah, that's dirty butter.
So, Lauren, tell us a bit about how you two met and formed the Old Fashions.
Well, I moved back to Springfield about a year ago and started playing some open mics downtown. And Ryan was also playing open mic down at the Alamo. And we often played, you know, similar style music. So we decided to start playing a little bit together. And we've been playing together ever since.
And Ryan, have you always had an interest in folk and country music?
I grew up listening to my parents, like, Styx, REO albums. So I really didn't get exposed to this kind of music until I started playing guitar in college, which was 2006. So right around then, I started developing a new taste for it. And whenever you play guitar, you kind of get magnetized to that. You know, it's like inspiration and all those artists. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
And Lauren, have you always played this kind of music?
I have. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents growing up, and my grandparents just love Patsy Cline and Roy Orbison. So I kind of grew up listening to that kind of music, and, you know, I've always preferred that to, you know, maybe some of the new, more modern stuff that's coming out today. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
Tell us about the next song you guys are going to play.
Yeah, this song's called Eustace, and it's based kind of almost a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid type of story, a train robber, and a story about his life.
Eustace was a man of his own making, raised to never cheat or be a liar. But Eustace lived a life of his own taking, living high and wild out on a wire. Now Eustace found himself a band of brothers, stealing hearts and robbing wayward trains, always drinking from the cups of others, riding swift and free out on them plains. Eustace, lay down your weapons. Eustace, lay down your guns. Eustace, this ain't living. Go on home, son.
Why you Ryan, since that was a song you wrote, tell us a little bit about what the songwriting process is like for you guys.
Well, I was sitting one morning and I was just kind of playing guitar, and those chords and that progression and that lick came out, and I just started sounding in folk style, and it was really weird. And I don't want to say that this happens all the time with songwriting, but it's like I wasn't in control, and that first line came out, Eustace was a man of his own making, and I don't think I've ever said the name Eustace in my life, so I don't even know where it came from, but I just loved that line, and the whole story just told itself to me from there, and then the songwriting, and it's just pen to paper there, so a lot of fun.
And do you guys collaborate on songs, or Lauren, do you bring your own to the table sometimes too?
Yeah, we play originals that are my own too. This part, it's basically been us writing songs independently, but we'd like to try to collaborate a little more in the future.
Have you guys found there to be a receptive audience for country folk music in the Springfield area?
Oh, absolutely. And that's been really exciting for me because I moved from Decatur and there wasn't much of that there. So I was just thrilled to come here and see that, you know, people are into that here. And I think it's growing all the time, too. So it's good.
Yeah. One word I've been told is refreshing. So just a different sound. Unique sound, which is what we like to do. Having people listen to it, and whether or not they thought they liked it, they hear it, they're just like, huh. And when we tell them it's a song from the 20s or 30s, they're sometimes the surprise look on their faces is priceless.
Well, and you obviously have an old-timey sound. You're called the Old Fashions. Is it the case that maybe you're in more of a kind of niche area versus the contemporary country, or do you find that there are other bands doing those kind of throwback tunes?
I've seen a little more of it recently, but I definitely think we are in a bit of a niche area.
Yeah, as far as like popular, well-known bands in the world, like Old Crow Medicine Show is a good example of a band, and even influences of like Avett Brothers, Mumford & Sons, you can see it there, but reviving the older style of tunes is definitely out there, and it's with the acoustic and folk revolution that's going on right now with popular music, you know, it's almost like listeners are going back to their roots, so it's fun to be playing that kind of music with everyone else.
And do you guys have any particular influences?
Patsy Cline, all the way. She's definitely my favorite singer. Other than that, I'd say just, you know, the classic country greats, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, absolutely. June Carter is a big influence of mine.
Yeah, Johnny Cash. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, Ray LaMontagne, has a great folk sound and sounds like he's straight out of the 60s.
Well, whoever can lead us into the next song.
Okay, this one is a Pink Anderson cover.
Pink Anderson, blues player from the 20s and 30s. The song was recorded later in his life, and in the 60s, but he had written it earlier. And a tidbit of information I looked up last night to give the radio audiences, Pink Anderson's first name was inspiration for one half of the famous alt-rock band Pink Floyd's name. One of their artists had a couple of blues musicians' albums, Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. And one of the artists saw those names on the back of a record label and put those together, and now we all know him as Pink Floyd. So, yeah, you don't really see that name anywhere. But the song's called Traveling Man. It's kind of a tall tale, if you will. So a fun story and believable if you've got a whimsical heart. I don't know.
And fun to play,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Just want to tell you about a man named Coon. His home was in Tennessee. Made his living stealing chickens and everything that he could see. Popeye man, he runs so fast his feet couldn't stay in the road. When a freight train passed, no matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man.
Certain was a traveling man.
Traveling man was ever in the land. He traveled.
He was known for miles around,
but he didn't get caught. He didn't give up till the police shot him down.
So you guys both sing, you both play acoustic guitar, but Lauren, you have a more unique setup with the washboard there. Explain for people who can't see on the radio, obviously. So explain for people a little bit about that.
You know, we had a few songs where I just felt like we needed a little percussion, and I wanted to do something different and in keeping with our theme in general. So I do a lot of antiquing, and I was in an antique shop, and there's just always so many washboards at antique stores, and I was like, well, I think I could do that. So I bought one. I made a little strap for it, and I also found these like vintage leather gloves and glued some thimbles to the tips of them because I would play and my hands would get sweaty and they would fly off. So I made those, and people just seem to love it. You know, they'll come see us play and they kind of do a double take. They're like, is she playing a washboard right now? Like, I totally am.
It's definitely definitely an attention getter. And,
yeah, and it's
good.
Fun. It's fun to play too.
And so what do you guys have in the works? What's next for you guys? Have you put out an album yet?
We have not. We've done a little do-it-yourself recording in my dining room.
Yeah.
I think we'd like to put together at least some sort of, you know, a demo or an EP.
Yeah. Lauren's just finishing up school, so, I mean, we've been really busy right now with full-time work schedules. And so mainly practice and then play a show, practice, play a show. But definitely want to get some of this recorded. We've had people imploring us to do the same. So.
And if people want to find out more about the Old Fashions, how can they do so?
You guys can check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Search the Old Fashions. You'll be able to find us. Our handle on Twitter is just the Old Fashions.
I believe so.
Right. And other than that, be out around town in Springfield, and you might see us playing. Our next show is
The next one we'll be playing will be Thursday, June 6th at the Walnut Street Winery. And that'll be 7 o'clock. So, yeah, nice little place out in Rochester. It's not a bad drive. It's like 15, 20 minutes. So
we'll go out on a tune. So let us know what that'll be and take it away.
Okay, this is a song that I wrote. It's called River People. It's about the area that my family is from. We come from Calhoun County down by the river. It's a real backwoods area. You know, you go down there and feel like you've stepped back in time. It's just completely cut off from the modern world. So that's what this song is about.
If you want to walk into the kingdom, there's only two ways in. Hop the bell of Calhoun County or take the Joe Page Bridge. And if you've got the gumption, well, you can jump right. Snappers don't scare you away. Well, go ahead and swim. Oh, I'm from river people. I got drifting in my blood. I never knew my east from west. My heart pumps river mud. Cruise on Mississippi by way of Illinois. And if you drain those waters, you take away my joy. Well, Dick Ham, river man, the hero of the bank. Took the Illinois for all she's worth, and now he's giving thanks. See him at the boat club where everything is fried. And get your buffet dinner only $7.95. Thank you.
east from west. My heart pumps river mud. I cruise the Mississippi by way of Illinois. And if you drain those waters, yeah, if you drain those waters, you take away my joy.